Most tourists visiting the Czech capital converge on just a few spots in the city, crowding the streets along the so-called Royal Route that leads through the Old Town Square to Charles Bridge, missing out on many other interesting places that Prague has to offer. Now, city councillors from the Prague 7 district have decided to change that. Last week, they announced their plan to become the city's new cultural district, with an alternative to the Royal Route. I spoke to one of the councillors, Hanna Třeštíková, and asked her to tell me more about the Art District 7 project.
The idea came up itself, let's say, when we started to be in a board of members at the City Town Hall. I started to speak with all the representatives of the culture institution in Prague 7, and I asked them what they think City Town Hall should do for them, how it should be helping and so on. And actually the result was that Prague 7 is already a district or cultural district of Prague, but it's not organized by anybody. So we discussed what are the possibilities, and we agreed that the position of the town hall should be coordinating the institution, cooperating, and just build the project of our district that is already happening, but it didn't have any common label that our district 7 is Prague 7.
Where did you find inspiration for the project? Did you look for inspiration in other European cities, for instance?
Well, we know that in almost every city in Europe, but not only in Europe, there are some culture or art districts. So we know that, for instance, in Berlin, there is Kreuzberg, that is so-called art district or culture district. Or also in Wien, for example, there is this Museum Quartier. So there are a lot of inspiration worldwide. We know that there are a lot of organized art districts in cities in the United States. So we were making this research on what cities have, what districts, and it's quite common that every city or bigger city has these kind of districts.
Now, one part of that project is actually creating a sort of alternative to the Royal Route, a well-known sightseeing route in the center of Prague. Can you tell me more about this alternative Royal Route?
Well, the basic idea is that the city center is overloaded with tourists, and the traditional Royal Route is so well known that it's already very touristic and it's full of people. But there is this alternative road that leads from Prague Castle to National Gallery Veletržní Palác and then further to the Modern Art Center docks. And it's a beautiful walk, and it's a shame that it's not that well known, because since it's starting in Prague Castle, then you walk through the castle gardens and then through the park, and it leads you to Prague 7, and it's like a museum mile almost. There is this National Technical Museum and National Gallery and then all the other cultural institutions. So for tourists, that they are not interested only in sightseeing, but they would also like to know more about some culture institution, it's perfect for them to walk this alternative royal route. It will help not only Prague itself, but also it can help Prague 7 to bring more tourists to its street.
Can you describe the route in more detail? You said that it would start at Prague Castle. What are the main highlights along the way?
So, of course, the Prague Castle itself, of course, it's a highlight and it's a starting point. So everything within Prague Castle could be part of the route. And then it goes through the gardens. There is this Letohrádek Svaté Anny. And then it goes through the park with the beautiful view on Prague. From the metronome is the place where statue of Stalin used to stand. And then through the park, it leads to the National Technical Museum, that is the most visited museum in Prague. And then next to National Technical Museum is National Agriculture Museum. So there are two museums next to each other. And then when you go further, it will lead you to the Veletržní Palác, that is the building where modern art is based. And of course, you are already in Prague 7, so there is plenty of other cultural institutions, such as theaters or art house cinema, Biel Oko, and the end of the Royal Route would be in DOX, that is Contemporary Art Center.
As far as I know, one of the obstacles in creating this route is transport, because some parts of Prague 7 are pretty busy and there are some sort of obstacles on the way, namely, I think, the Bubny station. So have you already got a solution to this problem?
Well, unfortunately, that is a big issue because this area is like one of the biggest brownfields in the center of Prague, and it's very complicated situation, so it will last a little bit longer until people can go through this zone and just walk through this brownfield. But anyway, what we are trying to develop is some kind of system of signs in Czech and in English that would help tourists to orient more in Prague 7, like where to go, how to get from one point to another point. So that should be signs in streets, and we are inspired by, for example, the system of signs in London that is very well organized.
As far as I know, you are cooperating with the Prague Institute of Planning and Development. So what is their role in the project?
Their role in Project Art District 7 is mainly building the strategy, helping us with the theatrical part of the project. So they are collecting dates, they are making interviews with each culture institution, and the result of this work should be some kind of document that will tell us what are the strengths, what are the weaknesses of the project, and some proposal what to do in the future.
You said that this sort of alternative royal route is just one part of the Art District 7 project. So what else are you planning?
Well, except this city signs I was talking about, we are also working on a map, on a touristic map that should be freely handed out at the touristic centers. And this should be the map only of the art district of Prague 7. So they get the map, they know what to see in Prague 7. And it is made by locals, so it will be full of good tips, where to go for a coffee, where to go to see a film, what galleries are on the way, and so on.
And finally, as you have already said, the district of Prague 7, namely Letná and parts of Holešovice, is already known as a sort of cultural district. And in recent years, it's become very cool to live there. Why do you think that has happened? Why is this district so attractive?
Well, I don't think there is one clear answer to this question, because I think it was somehow synergy of the institution that started here in Prague 7. So first, what was important is that the National Gallery is based here. Then the opening of DOX, the Contemporary Art Center, is very important starting point. And then somehow it started to be cool because a lot of young people moved in, and there is a lot of families living here. So the population of Prague 7 is very residential and very artistic, because also there is this Academy of Fine Arts based here. So there is a lot of artists and the studios are based here. So altogether, it started to be well known for its artistic and cultural potential.